So, let's get back to the how to look for the guru, perfect, qualified master. You know, we were talking about someone who is learned, disciplined, and kind. But again, all these are quite subjective, isn't it? But still, all this information could help you. One thing that really is quite crucial, essential, is, but this you have to be careful, because you know, was it this morning we were talking about giving in to the conventional expectations? This is always a good way to see whether the Lama is good for you, by seeing, by checking whether he surrenders to conventional expectations. But again, of course, you have to be very careful here, because all this can be your own judgment. You can think someone, give you an example. You know, there's a general, normal, general idea of what is wholesomeness. One of them happened to be humility, isn't it? Humility, humble. Someone who is humble is considered quite good. People like humble beings, I guess. Especially if they are spiritual masters. Humility is a very good quality. And someone who is humble is a very safe. It's good influence for you also. But humility can be the very tool that some of us we use, because we are victim of conventional expectations. At glance, a spiritual master let's say a bhikshu Dutanga belonging to a Dutanga tradition of Thailand, no home, homeless, sleeps under the big umbrella, always wandering around. It's a very good image very inspiring. Also in the Christian tradition, what is it? Saint Francis, is it? Yeah. Very inspiring. So at a glance, $49 Rolls Royce of Rajneesh is completely unacceptable. Terrible thing to do. He's a spiritual master, how can he do this? But we have to be careful here. The very reason can be the very reason the $49 Rolls Royce. As much as it is the reason for some people to be unhappy with, is can be a really reason for someone to have some kind of inspiration. If someone gave me one Rolls Royce, I think I'll be happy. I think I can accept. But 49 Rolls Royce, I don't think I have the guts. Because I will lose the credential, you know, the humility. Oh, he's humble. He's humble. All that is more profitable than 49 Rolls Royce. In a very strange way, I admire Rajneesh for his 49 Rolls Royce. His teachings, oh, those are all taught by the Telopas, Naropas, you know, great masters. Nothing new, although he sometimes claimed that this is his original teachings. But basically, I personally think most of the modern day teachings are plagiarized from the Buddha's, Telopas, Naropas, Nagarjuna's teachings. It's okay, because these teachings are never under the copyright law. As long as it benefits people, great. Be it. But 49 Rolls Royce, that is amazing. You understand what I'm talking here? Because humility can be sometimes very deceiving. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder whether I should choose this humble, homeless monk who has not even seen a $50 note in all his life. Should I choose him as my spiritual companion? Or should I choose someone who has the guts to own 49 Rolls Royce and completely be normal about it? That is... Maybe, of course, it could be my interpretation. Maybe, you know, the Rajneesh was very much nervous about having 49 Rolls Royce. But anyway, he sort of appeared to me. He was quite okay with it, isn't it? That is a gift. Yeah. I think that is amazing. That is achievement. What I'm saying is, the normal way of judging these things is just be careful. Similarly, discipline. Yes. Some masters are really pure, like a, what do they call it in Tibetan? Casted and polished gold. Refined gold. Shining, bright, pure, with their pratimoksha vow. Vajrayana vow, Mahayana vow, whatever. Their act of gentleness, humbleness. Their emphasis on discipline. Even the small things like I think it was Paltu Rinpoche, wasn't it? Or just Jimpentai. I don't remember now. I forgot mine. The master, one of the master, Dzogchen master, what's his name? Dzogchen Zeishi Dzogchen. When Dzogchen Zeishi Dzogchen was in Tibet, I think it's Jesse Jinpentai. This Jesse Jinpentai was such a great monk, really strict. Everybody is so afraid of him because he's so well disciplined. But when Jesse Jinpentai went to see Dzogchen Zeishi Dzogchen, Dzogchen Zeishi Dzogchen told him only in one condition he can come. If he, Jesse Jinpentai, this pure great monk, disrobes temporarily and put on gangster's outfit with guns and everything. And he did it. And later taught his disciple. He said, one major obstacle in my life I have managed to conquer today with the blessing of Dzogchen Zeishi Dzogchen. This pride of having discipline. So we don't know. But anyway, on the safe side, I think it is always better to opt for someone who is learned, someone who is disciplined, and someone who is humble, rather than someone who doesn't have Rolls Royce, rather than 49 Rolls Royce. Safer. Because now the world is becoming so dangerous. Spiritually very dangerous. I think that's much more safer. But what I'm talking about is really bottom line, you cannot judge. Especially Tibetan humility. Now, especially now, in this day and age, Tibetan humility is a bit like a empty brocade sack. Sack? Is it sack? Sack? Bag? Sack? It doesn't mean much. It just looks good. Oh, please use it. You know, all this humility. It's just a ritual. Doesn't mean much. But still, there must be a reason why Shakyamuni Buddha, I mean, he was the omniscient one. There must be a reason why he opted shoeless rather than shoes. Walk rather than a chariot. I mean, he had disciples like Mangadat, you know, kings and queens, and he could have all of those. And those were like equal to 49 Rolls Royce these days. There must be a reason why Shakyamuni Buddha, the Nirmanakaya Buddha, chose to be a monk, a bhikshu. Not only Shakyamuni Buddha, all the coming Buddhas. There must be a reason in all our teachings, seemingly, you know, like an ornament, you know, this ornament, consorts, courtesans, all these kind of attributes, which is like 49 Rolls Royce, basically. This kind of aspect of teachings are usually given only to the exclusive group. There must be a reason. And I think the reason is, generally it is safer to appear humble, at least appear, of course. Ideally you have to be humble. But even though if you can't be humble, at least pretend. Because it inspires others. And that must be the reason. And also, if you are looking for a guru, I think it's good to have the guru who is not only, at least outwardly humble. And ideally, outwardly humble, innerly humble, secretly humble, definitely necessary. As long as if he has understood the nature of emptiness, then that's the secret humility. Okay, I was talking about this one big problem, the problem of giving in, surrendering to social, conventional expectation. Suche. Wow, that one. That comes in all kinds of form. Even the way you sometimes the hair goes like this and then you move. What do you call it? What? Flick? Even the way you flick your hair is attached to conventional expectation. You understand? It comes in the most subtle form. Everything in these days is catering to the conventional expectations. That's why everything's becoming fake, plastic. Especially within the spiritual path, there's lots of plastic spiritual path, plastic surgery, sort of. What do you call it? Silicon stuffed, silicon implant spiritual path. Looks good, of course. That's good though, if it is done properly. It can inspire people for the time being. And that might ignite some kind of a flame inside you, and then it might release you from spiritual impotence and lead you to some good activities. So, but anyway, this conventional expectation, surrendering to that. This, I have to admit, my biggest challenge. That's the biggest challenge. While I'm thinking about one social, conventional expectations, trying to be sort of a little bit honest about this, already I'm being hit and trapped by 100 others. Happens a lot. As I said, even the way you flick your hair, where you cough, where you blow your nose, where you, I don't know,
because
style is what we see first. Style. There's so many expressions these days, isn't it? Related to that. Related to so what are conventional expectations. What is it called? Kids, they call it. Cool. That's cool. When a conventional expectation is met. What is cool for the worldly life is not so cool for the spiritual life, I think. But you know, if you really give up all this conventional expectations, actually that is quite cool. That is quite cool. I have actually noticed some lamas, maybe it's just my idea. They will go to really elaborated French restaurants and they will eat the first course and walk away. Like the second course, third course, stuff like that doesn't exist in their head. At any time their hunger is satisfied, they go. Behavior. What do you call it? Etiquette? Etiquette. But all this again important though. You don't want to upset people. You are a bodhisattva, especially. If you want to inspire people, you need to have those. You have to find the balance. Okay, let's do talk. We are finished here. Those who wants to go home, please go home. And those who wants to talk, we will do talk.